The trouble began this summer. Reports of sea stars, also known as starfish, losing limbs, wasting away, and turning to goo. It's not the first time sea star wasting disease has appeared, but there is something about this outbreak that is very, very different.
When it hit hard, it's always been associated with warm water in the past, with El Nino events. We're not in an El Nino event.
Pete Raimondi is an ecology professor at the University of California, Santa Cruz. He's leading the group that's tracking the disease.
There's two things that are really bewildering. One is we aren't in an El Nino event. And the second thing is the spatial scale over which it is, you know, from Alaska down to Orange County, it's hard to think of a mechanism that is consistent across that whole area of geography. I mean, I'm completely honest when I say we really don't have any idea what the cause is. We'll figure it out, but at this point, we don't know.
The disease does follow a predictable pattern.
The initial stage is a lesion, which is kind of like a sore, and that sore often will become infected. And then the infection progresses, leading to necrosis and decomposition, and oftentimes the first thing that happens is they lose arms. Then there's usually another sea star, oftentimes it comes and starts eating the remains, and ultimately the whole thing kind of decomposes.
And Raimondi says it's not a slow progression.
It can be very rapid. We've seen decomposition go from a healthy animal to essentially just pieces in less than one day, oftentimes overnight. It's really fast, really fast.
I'm Jackie Soans, research coordinator at UC Davis's Bodega Marine Reserve.
On a recent afternoon, Soans agreed to take me tide pooling. We're on a hunt for the sea star Pisaster ochraceus.
And we're going to head out to those mussel beds because that's where Pisaster ochraceus tends to like to feed. Pisaster is an impressive predator on California mussels, and they eat so many that they can actually affect the distribution and abundance of the mussels.
If predatory sea stars like Pisaster disappear, Soans explains, it'll change the composition and function of marine ecosystems near the shore.
All right. So here's our first sea star. Ooh, it's holding on to the rock very tightly. It looks pretty healthy to me. The skin looks very dark, and you can see, you know, white spines, but those are all natural. And other than that, I don't see any white markings or lesions.
So we keep looking.
Not seeing any sign of lesions on that individual. Oh, look, actually. So now this one is different. So this might be a sign of the disease. There are these patches that look like lesions to me. And they're sort of spread across the body. I'm seeing them. Well, it looks like on all of the arms, all five arms.
After returning to the lab, Soans reported the case through an online map hosted by UC Santa Cruz to track the extent and severity of the disease. Raimondi hopes this map will eventually point to possible causes. Until then, the disease remains a wide-open mystery. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton in Bodega Bay.